Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you guys ready to learn?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is language.
And our title is Like It or Love It. Like It or Love It. So, Peter, what do you like and what do you love?
Well, I like Friday, but I love Saturday. That's when I get to rest.
That's a great answer, and we like reading it together. Here's Peter to help.
Alex is worried. He wrote a report for Carol, but she might dislike it or even hate it. Linda doubts that. She thinks Carol will like Alex's report, or she might love it. Alex didn't hand the report to Carol. He put it on her desk. Will she check it soon? Alex hopes so. He can't stand waiting.
So today our topic is language. What does this mean?
Well, of course, something is going on with our friends today. But we are also learning English. We will be learning something important through this lesson.
Well, I can see some of our key words are similar to each other. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, but let's not forget about our friends. We'll learn all about Alex's report and what he has to do with it.
Yes, we will. Well, first, let's go to Christina. She will tell us our key words for today.
Hello, Alex 写了一份报道交给主管 Carol。他很担心 Carol 会不喜欢。She may dislike it. 动词 dislike 就是不喜欢。Alex 一直在想象 Carol 看过之后的反应。他觉得 she might even hate it. 动词 hate 虽然有恨的意思，通常在使用时只要是非常讨厌、很不喜欢就可以用 hate。Linda 人很好，她对 Alex 说I doubt that. 动词 doubt 就是怀疑、不相信。我不相信他会不喜欢。这个字要注意一下，它的 b 不发音，念成 doubt。所以 Linda 觉得应该不会这样子。她叫 Alex 不要担心。Carol 看过之后，应该很快就会找 Alex 谈谈。I think she will talk to you soon. 动词 think 就是想、觉得。到底 Carol 什么时候才会看看 Alex 的报道呢？ When will she check it? 动词 check 就是查看、检查的意思。
Hi Linda, how's your day?
Good, Alex, but you look nervous.
I am. I wrote a report for Carol.
Did she like it? Did she love it?
I don't know. She may dislike it.
I doubt that. You write good reports. When did you give it to her?
I gave it to her at noon, just before lunch.
Linda and Alex are talking in the office. Alex asks, How's your day?Hey, Peter, how's your day?
Well, thanks for asking. Pretty good. I had a nice breakfast, and the weather is nice. The traffic wasn't too bad.
Great. Well, this is a good question to ask. How's your week? How's your day? So, friends, how's your homework? We want to know how you are doing.
We might put the word going at the end of this question. How's your day going? This kind of question is for when you are in the middle of something.
How's your project going? How's your trip planning going?
Well, Linda's day is good, but Alex looks nervous. What does nervous mean?
Well, before a test...You might feel nervous. When you are nervous, you can't sleep. You keep thinking about the thing that you feel nervous about.
Yeah, and Alex is nervous because he wrote a report for Carol.
Oh, did she like it? Hey, that's a good question, and that is also today's grammar point. Let's go to Rebecca for some more.
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the lesson, grammar point time. If you want to ask someone if someone did something, you can use this grammar point. For example, did she finish her work? Or did she talk to you on the phone? This is very useful for English students, so now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So Linda is asking, when Alex gave it to her, did she like it? It is something that has already happened at a certain time.
Linda also asks twice, did she like it? Did she love it?
Well, when we like something, we like it. When we love something, we really, really like it.
But Alex doesn't really know if she likes it or loves it. Carol must not have read it yet when he turned in the report.
She may dislike the report. This word may is important. That means something could or could not happen. We don't know yet.
Yeah, if he says she will dislike it, then we know what is going to happen.
Carol may dislike it. Linda doubts it. This word, doubt, is new, and I'm sure Christina can tell us more about it.
Alex 很担心 Carol 不喜欢他写了报道，但是 Linda 觉得 Carol 应该不会这样子。她说 I doubt that, 我不相信。我们要特别说一下怀疑不相信这个 doubt 的发音，它的 B 不发音哦，因为它比较特别一点，所以我们要稍微记一下。其实英文里有好几个字都是 B 不发音的，首先就是字里面有 BT 的字，像今天的 doubt, 它的 B 就是不发音。类似的还有 debt, debt, 这个 B 也不发音，还有一个 subtle, subtle, 这些字里面都有 BT 的情况下 B 不发音的。另一个 B 不发音最常见就是字的结尾有 MB, 比如往上爬的 climb,B 不发音哦 ,climb。其他类似字尾有 MB, 但 B 不发音的还有像梳子 ,cone。小羊羔 lamb, 还有炸弹 bomb, 这些字不用背，看到一个记住一个就好了，看熟了自然就知道咯。
Thanks, Christina. So why does Linda say, I doubt that? She thinks Alex writes good reports.
Yeah, that's right. I think Alex does too. We'll learn more about this, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break. Peter, I have a question for you. When you were in school, did you write essays or reports more, or did you take tests more?
Well, in school, I had more reports and essays. That means I was up late writing. But I liked it a lot more than tests.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. All right, friends, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Did you hand it to her?
No, I put it on her desk.
Then maybe she didn't check it yet.
Or maybe she did look at it and she hates it.
Don't be worried, Alex. I think she will talk to you soon.
I hope so. I can't stand waiting much longer.
Alex, it's only 1 p.m.
Well, Alex and Linda are talking. Alex is nervous about that report, right?
Yes, he is. Well, Linda is asking him more about the report. He gave it to her at noon, right?
Well, he didn't hand it to her.
Hey, Peter, hand me your clipboard.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, I just wanted to show our friends how we use the word hand. When you hand something to someone, you give it to them, and you usually put it in their hands.
We also have another phrase that you should know. When you give your work or a report, an essay, your homework to your teacher or boss, we say turn in or hand in.
Yes, this means they have it now. Well, Alex turned in his report to Carol. Friends, have you handed in your homework yet?
I hope so. And both these phrases mean the same thing. But poor Alex, Carol was not there when he turned in the report. He just put it on her desk.
Well, then maybe she didn't check it yet. The word check is very useful, isn't it, Peter?
Yes, it is. It means to make sure everything is okay, or to look over something, or see it. Let's think of some examples together, okay?
Okay. Well, oh, I have one. Did you check the news this morning?
Yeah, that's when you can look to see if the weather is good or bad. Remember to check your email and check your homework for any problems, right?
That's right. Well, poor Alex. He is really thinking too much about this report. Maybe Carol has checked it.
Yeah, maybe she did look at it. And she hates it. Ooh, that's a strong word, hate. That means she really doesn't like it.
Alex really is nervous, isn't he? He can't wait any longer. He can't keep thinking about this report. He can't stand waiting much longer.
I can't stand waiting.
I can't stand waiting either, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I can't stand waiting.
I can't stand waiting.
我不能忍受等待。
Jack is late again.
I can't stand waiting.
He is never on time.
I can't stand waiting.
I hope he comes soon.
Me too. I can't stand waiting.
Oh no. I forgot. I told Jack to meet us at the bus stop.
We're late. Oh no. Jack can't stand waiting.
I can't stand waiting.
I can't stand waiting.
我不能忍受等待。
This is a good phrase to know. Hey, do you want to know more about it? Well, if you can't stand waiting any longer, don't worry. Christina can explain more right now.
Alex 已经把报道写好交给 Carol 了。他很希望尽快得到 Carol 的肯定。他说 ,I can't stand waiting much longer. 我不能忍受再等更久了。这个月的第一课里我们提过 stand 可以当名词摊位的意思用。今天 stand 在这里是动词忍受的意思。它常用在否定句或者是疑问句里，后面可以接名词。比如我再也不能忍受那个噪音了。I can't stand the noise anymore.或者是天气实在太热 ,he can't stand the heat anymore, 他再也受不了那股热气了。can't stand, 后面也可以加动名词片语比如 ,I can't stand working with her, 我受不了跟她一起工作。she can't stand walking to school in the snow, 她受不了下雪天走路上学。这里的 stand 是忍受的意思。
Well, poor Alex, he is worried. You know, he just gave the report to Carol at noon. Now it's 1 o'clock. He hasn't heard from her.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what's going to happen. Well, friends, right now it's time to review those keywords. So, here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Dislike. Dislike. I don't have a cat. I dislike them.
Hate. Hate. Don't put garlic in the food. I hate it.
Doubt. Doubt. Will Tom go to the dance? I doubt it.
Think. Think. I think that is a good idea.
Check. Check. Can you check my story? All right, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing them at home, okay? And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, Linda. How's your day?
Good, Alex. But you look nervous.
I am. I wrote a report for Carol.
Did she like it? Did she love it?
I don't know. She may dislike it.
I doubt that. You write good reports. When did you give it to her?
I gave it to her at noon, just before lunch.
Did you hand it to her?
No. I put it on her desk.
Then maybe she didn't check it yet.
Or maybe she did look at it and she hates it.
Don't be worried, Alex. I think she will talk to you soon.
I hope so. I can't stand waiting much longer.
Alex, it's only 1 p.m.
So, friends, what do you like? What do you love?
What do you dislike? What do you hate?
These words are important in English. Some are stronger than others.
Well, what do you want to start with first?
Well, I want to teach you about pet peeves. These are things that are really not important. Maybe most people dislike them. But other people hate them.
Oh, yeah. There are some pet peeves that I really hate.
Well, let's take a look at a picture. What do you see here, Marie?
I see a table and is that a sock?
That's right. I hate having wet socks. Sometimes at home, I step in a wet puddle. And I also hate tables that wobble.
Oh, so you need to sit in a table that is very sturdy, right?
That's right. But some people might just dislike them a little bit. Let's take a look at another picture. All right, Marie, what do you see here?
Oh, Peter, I love this picture. Look at how cute those animals are. They're adorable. I love it.
Okay, well, we have puppies. I love puppies and kittens. And I like bunnies. But I don't love them.
Well, I see a picture of a cat. That is my favorite animal.
Well, friends, I hope you find something you like and love. Now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. We all love that.
Yeah, good job, Ginger.
What are you doing, Ginger?
Oh, I'm writing a report.
Oh, what are you writing on?
Paper.
Very funny. What are you writing about?
Ooh, my favorite topic, bananas.
Can I read your report?
Well, okay. Read it and tell me what you think. Do you like it? Do you dislike it? Tell me. I can't stand waiting.
Bananas are yellow. Bananas are white. I love banana. Please give me a bite.
Yeah, so what do you think?
I think you like bananas.
You are right! Yay!
We all wait for the weatherman to see what he has to say. We all wait for the weatherman to know what to wear today. We all wait for the weatherman to see what he has to say. Oh, oh, oh. Sunny and bright, cold and clear. It looks like rain, a typhoon is near. Whoa, we can count on the weatherman to tell us what we should know about the weather everywhere, no matter where we go. Whoa, sing along. Sunny and bright, cold and clear. It looks like rain, a typhoon is near. Oh, we can count on the weatherman to tell us what we should know about the weather everywhere, no matter where we go.
So before we talked about these two words, hate and dislike. You know what I really dislike? And it's a pet peeve of mine? When people are late. I can't stand it.
Oh, I hate that one too. Well, friends, make sure to talk and use English today. Talk about what you like, what you love, what you dislike, and what you hate.
All right, friends, it's time for us to go. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.